Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Bernie Sanders told NPR's Morning Edition today he is in the race until the last primary, even if his opponent, Hillary Clinton, is the likely nominee. While on the Republican side, Donald Trump doesn't have any more opposition from rivals. They've all suspended their races. But what about getting the support of the other living Republican nominees for president? Mitt Romney, John McCain, Bob Dole, former presidents George W. and George H.W. Bush.
Well, let's listen to what they've had to say about Trump. Here's 2012 Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney blasting Trump during a speech in March.
Think of Donald Trump's personal qualities. The bullying, the greed, the showing off, the misogyny, the absurd third grade theatrics.
The former presidents Bush have both said through a spokesperson that they do not plan to endorse a candidate this year. And here's what their family member, former candidate Jeb Bush, has said in an interview with CNN about Trump.
I don't think he's a serious person. The idea that a president should be unpredictable is not really the way history has been written. The successful presidents have been clear about their vision. He's proposing the exact opposite, and I don't think that's a serious approach.
And John McCain, the Republican presidential candidate from 2008, expressed his concern about Trump during a closed-door fundraiser in Arizona last month. In the recording obtained by Politico, McCain says Trump at the top of the ticket will hurt McCain's chances for re-election, especially with Hispanic voters in Arizona.
People are angry. They're upset. So, and if you have friends of yours or you listen to or watch Hispanic media in the state and in the country, you will see that it is all anti-Trump.
McCain and Romney say they will skip the Republican convention. NBC News is reporting that Bob Dole will go. Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. He's with us from New York. And Julian, what do you think about what we've just heard there and the fact that there's so much opposition to Trump from the people who were the standard bearers for his party, the Republican Party?
Well, this is predicted, and we didn't know what some of these leading Republicans would do once the nomination was clear. So they're clearly backing away from him. It's just some. They're very powerful. But we've had some other Republicans, including, I think recently, Mitch McConnell, have given indications they will support him. So my guess is in the end, more people will fall in line and you'll have a division among Republicans rather than a solid party leadership kind of moving away from him.
A division among Republicans, meaning a split party?
Well, at least split leadership. We have to remember we don't know where the electorate will be, and there could be a separation from what Republican leaders are saying versus Republican voters who right now are not happy with their own leadership. So if it is divided, if it's a division in the electorate and the leadership, I think it's going to be very hard for Trump to win in those circumstances.
But you think the party, the GOP, will remain even after this Trump candidacy?
I do. We always hear about the death of both parties, certainly the Republican Party. After 2008, there were many predictions it was over, but it wasn't. So I'm not convinced that this moment of challenge is going to result in the disappearance of the party. Parties endure. They're very strong institutions.
As an historian, what can you compare this to? Anything?
Well, the kind of moment people have been talking about is when Teddy Roosevelt ran against Howard William Taft, and the former president took on the existing president, and they were friends, but they didn't like what each other stood for. And there you had a former president not just failing to endorse someone, but actively taking him on the campaign trail. So that's the closest moment. And then there's others like when Eisenhower was hesitant about endorsing Nixon, where ultimately he did. But it's a moment of tension like the kind we're seeing.
With the high negative ratings for both Trump and Hillary Clinton in this country, is this a moment when a third party emerges?
Well, there could be. It's still unlikely a third party will have much effect other than taking a bite out of one of the two parties. It would depend who the candidate is. It's likely if a third party emerges, it will be some disaffected Republican. Bloomberg has said he won't, so I don't know exactly who this would be. But again, there's going to be a lot of pressure in the Republican Party not to do that and to accept the things they don't like about Donald Trump is ultimately better than imagining a Hillary Clinton White House.
And on the issue of Hillary Clinton and Clinton Sanders, how does that look to you in terms of historical context, just briefly?
Well, it's a little like 1968 when Eugene McCarthy had a lot of tension with Hubert Humphrey and it wasn't totally resolved in the fall and it undercut the strength of the party. So there is an element of that, but most people are assuming that they'll be able to heal their divisions much better than the Democrats did back in 68.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. Thank you as always.
Thanks so much for having me.